Yo, this is Slur Tie and you're listening to Dan Diggs.
Interviews with artists before they go on stage at the world's most iconic venues. This is Backstage with Dan Diggs.
Backstage with Dan Diggs.
Hello, hello. How you doing? Indeed, it is Backstage with Dan Diggs. Back once again, episode 2, don't you know? This time, we had the awesome opportunity to talk with one of my very favourite artists of 2019 and generally a top geezer all round, Slow Tie. Super excited for you to hear this one. We had an amazing chat backstage at the Echo in Echo Park in LA before his debut performance later that night. We had a little chat about, oh man, everything. Talked about In and Out, talked about his come up, talked about working with Muramasa, talked about his producer Quez, and just talked about pursuing the dream. Yeah, always down for that. Believing in the universe. We got deep. So yeah, this was a good one. Episode 2 coming up shortly. Backstage with Dan Diggs. Slow Tie. How you doing? This is Dan Diggs here for Dub Lab. We are backstage at the Echo in LA with the man they call Slow Tie. How is it going, sir?
That's good. That's good.
I'm doing well, man. Show tonight. I just saw you sound checking. We're in the green room right now. How you feeling, man? How's LA treating you?
I mean, it's I've not got to see enough because I've been working a lot, but yeah, I think it's a nice place and the energy's right. I feel I like it a lot, man. But it's it just feels weird for me because I never thought I'd ever come here, and I've always dreamed of it. And now I'm like here doing a show, so it's everything in one. It's
just coming madness. Together.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So is this your first time in LA proper then?
Yeah, this is my first time in LA. Wow. I've been to New York, but first time in LA.
Okay, is there like an LA bucket list that you've got to check off?
Yeah.
Like what's going on? What's Slow Tie looking for in LA?
I still got to do In and Out. I don't know. Chick-fil-A, Roscoe's.
Yeah.
I just need to eat a lot. Everything. There's too much good stuff to miss, but I ain't got enough time, man.
Seriously.
So I'm coming back though.
Yeah. That's why you got the drive through though. You know what I mean? You don't even have to stop the car.
Quick in and out.
Yeah, in and out. That's right. Yeah. That's why I'm here, man. That's why I moved here from London. It's just like the options, you know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta go follow the flavor.
That's right. Well, we're here backstage in LA at the Echo, but I'm curious, what does, you know, Slow Tie have on his rider backstage? You know, you're about to, at least what you can tell me about, but like, what do you have? Any things? Are you talking like blue M&Ms in a bowl, or are you just like some mineral water?
No,
what's the rider like?
It's weird, because I thought at first it started off as just a bag of Skittles and then and some Ray Nephew, and now it's just Kvosi, maybe some Ray Nephew, crisp chocolate. And then my tour manager likes getting all energy drinks and stuff.
Of course.
Like that.
And you got the Gatorade right
water,
here.
Water is the main thing. I think
that's right.
But weed. I don't know, man.
It's California, so it's all that. And it's like green juice as well, because everyone's got to be healthy out here.
Yeah, and vegan. I'm with it. I like it. It's good. It's nice.
Yeah.
Think about the body, treat it like a temple.
Bars. Yeah. Speaking of which, man, like, I've been heavily supporting Nothing Great About Britain.
Yeah.
Love it, man. That must feel good to have that out in the world.
Yeah, it feels weird. It's surreal. You can't really explain it.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, I'm still lost in it trying to figure out. Because it's like you dream of that moment when you make music, and then it all comes together, and like you go through so many ups and downs. And then when it gets to a point where it's like, it's actually out, it's no longer yours anymore. It's like everyone else's. It's like a baby. You just let it breathe and grow up and grow on its own. And hopefully it ages well.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. What was that moment, though? Like, you talk about, like, you know, it's out in the world now and everything, but what was that moment where you thought, like, man, this is all really happening? Like, I've been grinding for so long. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
when it kind
of
all took off? What was that like?
I think, like, just, I don't know, man. It's weird. You can't really put it into words. It's, like, unexplainable. Because when you dream of something so long, and it comes to a reality, it's kind of like unbelievable. You're kind of lost in the moment.
Yeah.
I've never been in a place where my life's completely good.
Yeah.
And now it's like I've really got, like, obviously I've still got worries and cares and stuff, but I've not got nothing that's really anything to stress about, nothing to feel any kind of way, so it's a blessing.
Right. Yeah. Well, surf that wave, man. It's good to be thankful for
it. Just gotta keep going.
For sure, man. I'm thinking about as well, like, just, you know, listening to your record, you know, I'm wondering, like, when you, because you've got one of these singular voices in hip-hop and rap, right? The Mount Rushmore of, like, UK rap. You're up there, man. So, like, I'm wondering on this, with your voice, do you take a while to land on that? Or was it just, like, from day one, you're just, like, spitting
just,
like that?
If I put emphasis into my voice and, speak and say it clearly or shout it or whatever, that's what I sound like.
Just
at this point in time I'm chill. I've been smoking, I'm chill. So I'm on a good wave, but then when I'm in, like, I'm trying to get something out, I'm just expressing, it's my voice.
For sure,
that's
man,
that's the voice that just comes out when I do it.
It's interesting because I was listening to an interview with Be Real from Cypress Hill. You know, he's got, like, mad high-pitched voice, and he was saying how he took a while for him to land on that, and then when he did it, everyone was like, do that. But it sounds like you had it on lock from day one then.
I think there's times in every person you hear yourself, and it's like, I don't know whether it's when you hear your voice in your head, you can't, like, or your ears can't pick it up the right, or whatever, you can't fully hear how you sound until you, like, record it, and then you're like, boom.
So
I think people were like, I think no one really likes their voice. Like, everyone, you have to grow to, like, accept it, accept the characteristics, the flaws or the imperfections, and that's what makes it what it is. And that's, like, working with my producer, my main guy, like, my brother Quez. He's just like, more of that, we need that. Get it out, just say it, like, cadence, and just doing stuff like that and becoming comfortable with it. That allows you to just be comfortable doing you know.
For sure.
I relate to it.
Well, it's good to have those people, like you're saying, Quez, and you know, people like Muramasa as well, who's produced you, and, like, people that are pushing for the next thing, because talk about pushing the boundaries, Doorman. Did you have that idea in your head from the get-go?
No, so we went and we had the session, and then I was out on a mad night with my girlfriend.
What were you doing?
Just partying.
Yeah? Was this in London or...?
All about... Then we ended up at just a friend of friends and that. And then it was just different side of life. So then when I went to the studio with an hour's sleep, he was like, yo, I feel like making something different. And it's like, that's for me, that's, like, what I love, because everyone thinks, I think you'll be good on this, and you sound like this, and I'm like, I'm trying to explore, I'm not trying to be like, this is what it's all about, I'm just this one thing. So he was like, boom. And then it all come together quick. It was like 2 hours and we had the song. And it was
like, 2 hours, though?
Wow. And it was like on an hour's sleep. So it's like, I tell you what, jet lag, when I come here, though, I've been trying to work, and I'm in the studio, and my brain is just, like, frazzled, because I'm, like, in a point where I'm trying to just sleep, but then when I sleep, I can't sleep. And I'm like, it's, like, mad, it's a madness.
Speaking of which, man, are you working with any new producers out here, any new songwriters? What can you tell us about any future plans?
I don't like revealing.
Come on.
I think it's best, like, mysteries, like, it keeps things special. I like
for sure
surprises.
Yeah.
I think on the next thing, I'm not even going to announce it. Say who's on what or what's what.
Okay, just what? Just, like blank.
Just what it is. Like,
yeah.
It might be like you fill in the blanks. Like,
right.
Man, like you do the lines and then people name the song what they want to name.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Hey, man, hey, I want that credit. I want that producer cosign.
Right,
I got it on tape.
Yeah, exactly. So you know it was me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, man, that's awesome. Because I got to say, with his latest album, like I love because you got your Doormans, Inglorious, Skepta, right? You're gorgeous. But for me, and I've always said this, right? I feel like true heads, true fans, what I always do as a true fan of the music is like I always go to track 10 of an 11 track, because track 10 is usually a left turn. And I got to say, man, missing track 10 with Slaves, right?
Yeah.
That to me is like easily one of my favourites on it.
Yeah, that's one of mine. That's my second favourite.
Wow.
So I think Out of the Moon. That, yeah, because it's just it's a vibe. It's nice. And it's got a nice story. And it takes you on a journey, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's why I like that song a lot.
Yeah, man. Any new sort of directions you're going to go in the future, do you think? Are you going to mess with like different musical genres? Are you going to keep doing a bit of punk, a bit of grime, whatever? Like
everything.
Yeah?
Everything until I can't do anything.
All in the blender?
Yeah. All in a blender.
Yeah.
That's what I think in life we put too many boundaries on what things should be. And it's like, that's not how anything innovates and moves
right.
forward. So.
Right.
I'm just going to keep trying to push my limits until I evolve and get better. So
yeah.
Wherever that takes.
Yeah, man. And finally, just, you know, you're about to play your first show in LA, The Echo, here tonight. Hype for that.
Yeah,
but do you remember your personal first show you ever went to? What was the first gig you ever hit up?
I don't even remember. I'm like one of them, my memory is gone. It comes and goes, like... It's just gone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like... Nah, I went to an Odd Future gig, you know.
Whoa!
Yeah.
In the UK?
Yeah, Birmingham.
Wow, how was... That must have been mad.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was like when the first time, I think, they toured.
Wow.
And then I was like... It was sick, yeah.
And then, fast forward, and you were landing on Tyler's album, Igor... So that's kind of a mad full circle.
I know. But I believe in like the universe, man.
Yeah.
Like as long as you have faith in something or like and believe, like it comes real. Like you think it into existence.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why they say be careful what you wish for, cause
right.
You know what I mean?
Just might get it.
Yeah. But I'm getting it, so that's that's it. Yeah, that's what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, man, for sure. Well, hey, Slowtie, thanks so much for talking to us. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you for the time, man.
Yeah.
Love.
Awesome. And have a great show tonight, man.
Love, bro.
Yeah.
If you're staying, I hope you enjoy it, man.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, dude. That was great. Thanks to Slowtie for the awesome interview. His album, Nothing Great About Britain, is out now. Go check it out. Thanks also to The Echo for having us. You can follow them on Instagram at TheEchoLA. My thanks as well to Cornelius Martin for the amazing photographs. Yeah, you can listen to more episodes of Backstage with Dan Diggs and indeed my regular radio show for Dublab in addition at mixcloud.com/DanDiggs or DanDiggs.com. Hope all is well with you. Let me know where you're listening from and reach out at Dan Diggs on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else. And yeah, we'll be back very soon with more episodes of Backstage with Dan Diggs. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. Woo!
Ooh.